Welcome back to the second hour of Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet, your local radio show about jazz drummer Paul Modian. The theme today is the High Priest Thelonious Monk, and we got quite a bit of John Coltrane in there too. And I am going to be reading from Paul's autobiography as well. In the first half, I read from his chapter about Thelonious Monk, and then I'm going to read from his chapter about John Coltrane. And if you are listening and you listened last week and you heard the same music, I guess I kind of want to apologize, but the recording didn't come out right. So I redid the show. I thought it might feel weird, but I don't know. It's kind of like I did a rehearsal last week, and this seems a lot smoother. So, but if you want to call the station with questions or comments, our phone number is 207-593-0013. And we're going to start off this hour with Justice. And in parentheses, it says Evidence. This is from Monk in Motion.
Thank you.
Nutty from Thelonious Monk with John Coltrane, a 1961 Jazzland release, and John Coltrane on tenor saxophone, Thelonious Monk on piano, Wilbur Ware on bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums. And at the top of the set, we heard Justice from Monk in Motion with Joe Lovano, Bill Frisell, and Paul Modian. I thought that was an appropriate song for the times. There doesn't really seem to be much justice lately. So I'm going to start reading from the John Coltrane chapter of Paul Modian's autobiography. It's titled Coltrane. Birdland. I was playing with Mose Allison, left-handed Earl May on bass. We were on the same bill with John Coltrane and his quartet. Elvin Jones was his drummer. Jimmy Garrison was his bass player, and McCoy Tyner was the pianist. It was January 1965. There was a policy at Birdland that when one band finished playing, the other group was to immediately get on stage and begin their set. No lulls, Pee-wee Marquette, the midget MC, dressed in his tux, always told you what's happening. No lulls. We don't want no intermission between sets. When one band ends their set, the other band has to go on right away. Most of the time, you stood by the side of the bandstand waiting to go on. We had just finished playing our set when Pee-wee came up to me as I walked off stage. Paul, you have to play with Coltrane. John's drummer hasn't showed yet. He's really late and you have to help us out. At first, I refused. John's drummer, Elvin Jones, was a strong presence in his band. I never played with Train before, and I wasn't all that familiar with the music. Jimmy Garrison and I were friends, and we had played together before. The management of Birdland and Pee-wee were insistent, and I finally agreed and ended up playing with Coltrane's quartet. Elvin showed up later and relieved me after I played a few numbers. I remember thinking at the time that I had to try and not play or sound anything like Elvin. He was a major sound in that band, and it would be difficult not to be influenced by his style. I enjoyed the experience and appreciated the chance to play with Coltrane. I thought I played well. I liked what I played. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
And that was Monk's Dream from The High Priest with Thelonious Monk on piano, Gary Mapp on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. I want to remind you that you're listening to Community Radio, WRFR Low Power 93.3 FM, Rockland, Maine, and streaming online at WRFR.org. I'm going to read a little more from the chapter about John Coltrane from Paul Modian's autobiography. Afterwards, at the end of the night, when most of the crowd had left, I sat down in the back corner booth with John. We talked some, and he asked me if I was going on the road with Mose Allison. No, I said, Mose usually travels alone and hires local musicians. I wish I had my playing as together as that, he said. Mose Allison had such a way of playing, and his style was of a kind, that it didn't matter who he had in his band. He could get his music across regardless. John felt that he had to have his regular band with him all the time. John Coltrane liked my playing. He said I sounded good, and asked me my thoughts about two drummers in a band. What do you think about having two drummers in a band, he asked. He didn't offer me a gig, and I didn't offer an opinion. I said, I don't know. I never played with him again, but he did add another drummer later. It was Rashid Ali. A little Rudy Tooty to get your evening going. First, we'll hear from Paul Modian and the Electric Bebop Band, from their album Play Monkin' Powell. And that's who we heard on San Francisco Holiday in the last set. And it's a 1999 Winter and Winter release with Kurt Rosenwinkel and Steve Cardenas on electric guitars, Chris Potter and Chris Cheek on tenor saxophones, and Steve Swallow on electric bass, and Paul Modian on drums. Thank you. Boo Boo's Birthday from Modian and the Electric Bebop Band, Play Munkin' Powell. And we also heard Rudy Tootie from them at this top of the set. It's a 1999 Winter and Winter release. And in between, we heard Thelonious Monk's version with Gary Mapp and Art Blakey from The High Priest. I've got one more page to read from Paul Modian's autobiography about John Coltrane and playing with him. I was sweating playing with Coltrane, and when I could manage it, I'd pick up the towel on Elvin's bass drum and wipe my face. After the set, when I walked off the bandstand and then backstage, I felt as if my face was swelling up. The waiters were looking at me in a strange way. Something was wrong. I looked in a mirror in the washroom and saw big red welts on my face. I had broken out in some kind of rash. Elvin's towel was something I should not have used. I had heard he had been messing with drugs. Was it true? Later, when Elvin saw me and the condition of my face, he just laughed. "Hey," I said, "what's with your towel? I use a towel on your bass drum. Wasn't that your towel? Look at my face. I'm all beeped up." Ha ha, we both had a good laugh about the whole thing. I love John Coltrane and Elvin and Garrison. I felt close to all of them. I knew McCoy only slightly, but felt a closeness to him because of the music. The band was incredible. They played strong, beautiful music all the time. John Coltrane was one of the greatest saxophone players ever. He was a beautiful, gentle, soft-spoken, and wonderful man. John Coltrane died July 17, 1967. He was 40 years old. Next up, a couple of versions of Baia. First, we're going to hear from the High Priest, and then we're going to hear from Monk in Modian.
Thank you.
two versions of Baia from Monk and Modian with Joe Lovano, Bill Frisell, and Paul Modian, a 1988 Polydor release. And then before that we heard The High Priest, 1968 Prestige release. It's Paul Modian's album. Thelonious Monk on piano, Gary Mapp on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. And if you have questions, comments, or suggestions, you can check out jazzcloset.blogspot.com. The next show will be in 2 weeks, as next week is the last Monday of the month, and there's no show that week. I'm going to take us to the top of the hour with Ruby My Dear from John Coltrane and Thelonious Monk, 1961 Jazzland album. And joining them is Gigi Grice, Coleman Hawkins, Roy Copeland, and Wilbur Ware, and Art Blakey. And if you can hear people talking in the background, we're having a volunteer meeting here at the station, right over on Gay Street in Rockland. If you're thinking about having a show, or you kind of want to check out what people are like over here, anyone can have a radio show. So drop on by, and you can have some pizza with us if you want. So hope everybody has a great couple of weeks, and see you then. And it will be July.